Napolitano against Kosova.
So I spoke to both the son and the father. Nobody's refusing a key. What they have said is we need a copy of his photo ID, and we need the... We are entitled to know who has keys to our building. It is a... No, she's not. She's entitled to one key.
Okay.
And we are entitled to know who has our keys, and we are entitled to the fee associated with creating the key. It's a magnetic lock. It's $200 plus $100 security deposit. She pays for it. You want an extra key, you pay for it. You want an extra key, you pay for it.
Is this a rent-regulating department?
It is.
But we create these, and we're happy to give it. Give us his photo ID. Not asking for a social security number. We want to know who the keys are issued to. That's a security thing. You want it, you give it to us.
I've been through keys.
So what?
I present my ID, I get two keys.
She didn't ask for two keys when she moved in.
I am the leaseholder, and I am responsible. Okay, so...
You and I can agree to disagree about that.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
And
except we're not here for trial, so...
Yeah, no.
So there's not going to be an order today. The other issues... As the court is well aware, there's two sides to every story. And right. And so my client denies the allegations of any racial slurs. As a matter of fact, she was at my client's apartment door, knocking on the door at 11 o'clock at night. And my client's Hispanic wife spoke to her in Spanish. She was like in shock. So my client denies any allegations that he ever made, said anything racial or ethnically biased towards her. Or anyone else in the building. She complains that he's been calling the police on her. He says she's been doing it on him, that there have been some verbal confrontations, but not in the way that they've had disputes over issues, but nothing that rises to the level of harassment. And he believes she is harassing him. And this stems out of the fact that in the recent past, as she said, this all started like around July. She had tried to organize a tenants association in the building. There's 38 apartments. Everybody kind of shut her down. And that's what frustrated her, is that people weren't going to go against the landlord against her. And she started withholding her rent and started this. So that's where we are.
May I speak?
Do you owe 3 months' rent? Is that not true?
It's completely untrue. And I have documentation for everything that's been happening. First thing I'm going to address, I never tried to organize the tenants association. That's actually a different tenant that lives in the building, because I am not the only one experiencing harassment. So that is not me. That is a different tenant. He's actually with me here today. Number two.
Do not agree.
Okay. I mean,
do not agree whatsoever.
If the court has a proposal for a resolution, I'm happy to take it to my client. I mean,
I have never withheld rent. I have cashier's checks.
That's not before me.
Right. I was just saying the rent claim is not before you. Right. The rent claim is not before the judge.
I would. No. But the issue is one. Number one, the your interactions with the landlord's son and the landlord and the communications, whether you characterize them as
harassing
in the sense that the racial slurs are used and their threats. So that's what you want to stop. And you like the key.
And we're happy to give the key if she pays for it.
That your characterization of the incident is not accurate. That's
what he's claiming, but
yeah.
But it's
so
not true.
Is this what's been resolved? How can you resolve?
I feel that we are entitled to the key. When I moved in, I was given two keys without having to pay for two. They did change the locks shortly after that first interaction. They changed the locks on the building. Right after that, they installed video cameras, four to be exact, in front of my particular apartment, which were audio and video, claiming to be surveillance and protection for the building, yet there's no cameras in the main entrance of the building. There's no cameras anywhere else but in front of my apartment.
I think she has a separate entrance, so it's pointing towards the street, the camera. I'm just
There's
saying.
Four cameras pointing to my apartment.
Right. Inside the door. Inside the door. Yeah.
What my issue is with how he's been treating us and making us uncomfortable, he's blatantly said, we want you out of the building, we want you out, we are going to jack up the rent, you're not fit to live here, you're trash, your boyfriend's a drug dealer, you know, racial comments, all of it is not okay the way he's been treating us, and I'm not okay with it. I feel like he should be responsible for paying for that, some sort of fine for disturbing our peace of mind. We don't feel comfortable in the building anymore. I'm uncomfortable to even go and do laundry when my boyfriend is not home because he's always lurking around. Like, I feel very uncomfortable in my own building, and that's never been the case before.
Are you saying I'm not saying she's saying this. I'm asking a question. I'm not making an offer of any kind. Are you saying you want to get a divorce from the landlord? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want him responsible for how he's been mistreating us.
Well, and he feels the same way about you. So perhaps everybody needs to let cooler heads prevail, because obviously you and the son anyway, have a personality difference or a personality conflict.
Yes, I have a conflict with somebody threatening me and making accusations that aren't true.
If there were an agreement,
we'd have to resolve the key issue, I think, right? Right.
But the communication seems to be a problem.
Right, unless there's some sort of an emergency on either end, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And would you be willing, I'm not saying the judge, and I have a disagreement about, would you be willing to give your boyfriend, not his social security number, his ID, so they can issue a key and they know
who
has it?
Yes, what I've spoken, and I have a letter proving that I've sent to him. I've spoken to Hamdi 6-7 times about this issue. I said we will, I provided his name when he moved in. I'll provide an ID. I'm not giving with the social security number.
I don't want your social security. I told him he can't have it. I'm just letting you know.
He insists that the only way that Carlos can get a key is with the social security number. I said that's not required.
But I just told you that's resolved.
Okay, I'm just letting you know what he's. The ID is fine. It's always been fine.
A driver's license, you have that?
Yes, it's always been fine.
So let me go, if I write something up along those lines, are you good with that? And we'll try to resolve this so neither of us have to spend more time in court.
Isn't there some sort of compensation for the fact that he's put us through this? Well, I want him fined for his actions because I'm not the only person.
Let me just be clear. I tried to speak, and I find that there is no harassment. You'll be paying.
I understand that. I understand.
Okay? If the issue is conduct, and the landlord's agreeing, and they're agreeing to cease the conduct, a pound of flesh is not going to get you anywhere.
I, if she wants to proceed with the trial, I'll have to file an answer with the counterclaim, but which I'll do before the trial date, if that's okay with the court, because we haven't officially answered yet.
So then if we can secure that this will not happen to my boyfriend or myself?
And likewise, you won't knock on their door.
I have
night.
Never.
I'm not you saying you did.
Right. Enforce the order in the event that they lose the privacy. Bring it back to court.
Okay.
And then you can ask.
Okay. Okay.
You want to try something along those lines, and I'll write it up.
Yeah.
All right. And you'll provide an ID and the security deposit that goes along with the key.
I.
the extra key to get it secure, because that's how they ensure they get it back, so they don't have to reprogram the locks.
And how much is that?
It's $100.
You said $200.
Well, the key costs $200, and the security is $100.
So I have to pay security and pay for the key?
Right. The security you get back when you turn the key in. They're very expensive keys.
Right, but that was their choice to change the locks. I didn't have to pay for a key before.
The answer is yes or no. If you say no, I'll go to him and see what he says. If you say yes, it's resolved. I don't want to debate about it.
Just so you know, when I spoke to the other tenants, they said that they did not have to pay for a key, so I don't know why.
Everybody got issued the initial key.
For the second key?
I don't believe that that's true, but...
If that's the case, Councilor, then you need to talk to the client.
If it's the case. I don't disagree with you. But they definitely all put down a security deposit.
Okay,
that you'll
security
do, right?
Deposit is okay. But
give me a few minutes. I've got to call him about that, and then I'll write something up, assuming we haven't ever...